So he asked my father if he could change the name from Dean Switch to Leoma, because he had a little girl named Leoma, and he thought it was a pretty name, and mom and my daddy did too. So they changed the name. The first grist mill in Leoma was about 1899. And then in 1899, my father built a store. And over this store was the second rooms were, well, it was used for all kinds of entertainments of various kinds that people wanted to do. It was used as a schoolhouse, and all the different denominations could hold their meetings there or meet there on Sundays. And as a general thing, they all met together at the same time. They didn't have any, like people do today, some of them, you know, will not go into the other person's church to, but the people of that day, they were so not too far removed from over in England and France, where they had been persecuted because of their faith. The Catholics had persecuted them. That's why so many of them had come to America. And they allowed anybody. It was my father's store, but it was his. He had control over it, that anybody could preach there. It was quite a lot that went on there. And the first school I ever went to was there, taught by my brother in 1893.
Was that the?
No, wait a minute, I have that wrong. Yes, that's right, 1903. I'm getting the thing ruined. That was up in this old store building, up in the upper story.
What was the name of the school?
It was Leoma, and I just went to him 1 year, and then I went over to this other place, Myrtle Chapel, and I can tell you something funny that happened there. I happened to be the leader of the little beginners. Whatever I did, they wanted to imitate, and so one day I was on the outside, just walking on the outside of the steps, holding on to the rail, and just stick my feet in and climb up and run down. And we were having fun like that. And somebody told my brother what we were doing. And I guess he found out from him that I was the one that started it. So he whipped me, and he didn't whip anybody else. And I jumped up and down, and I cried, and I told him that my mother would whip him. You know, Mama doesn't allow us to whip each other. My mother will just whip you real good, just as hard as you're whipping me. And when I tell her about it, I came home and told Mama about it, and she said, you must learn that you must mind the teacher. And while he is your teacher, he can whip you. Didn't do me any good to tell her, did it? In 1902, we had a telephone line from Lawrenceburg to Leoma, and I've already told about 1903 in the school. 1912, that's when the depot was, the L&N depot, and that's how come me to get started on this history, into the history program. I was in Lawrenceburg in one of the stores, and this man asked me if I knew when the depot was built in Leoma. Mm-hmm. And I told him I had the history of Leoma. And so that's the way I got into the Historical Society. And I've been helping out in things that I knew all along.
Did you ever call the depot anything else?
No, just L&N Depot. Huh?
Rails?
No.
Did you call the rail?
No, it was always called Depot.
Okay.
And,
Right.